This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll after the collapse of a Florida apartment tower has risen to 9, the local mayor said Sunday, more than 3 days after the building fell as residents slept. More than 150 people still remain unaccounted for after Thursday's disaster, with the cause of the collapse under investigation. The search has been painstakingly slow, hampered in the early days by a fire burning deep in the debris mountain that officials have said they believe is now under control. Officials have stressed there may still yet be survivors buried in the rubble. A group of Iranian lawmakers are working on a draft bill that could further restrict access to the internet, a reformist newspaper reported Sunday. The bill calls for, quote, organizing social media and the banning of virtual private networks, or VPN software, used widely by Iranians to bypass internet restrictions and blocks imposed on several social media websites, according to the newspaper. Internet users say there are concerns over the draft bill proposed by some conservative lawmakers who hold a majority in parliament since 2020. The text also calls for jail terms of between 91 days and 6 months for anyone found guilty of violating the terms of the bill if it becomes law. Repeat offenders could also be fined, receive up to 30 lashes, and be, quote, deprived of their civic rights, the newspaper said. Instagram and WhatsApp are the only social media services accessible in Iran, unlike Facebook and Twitter and the Telegram Messenger service, which are officially banned. But several Iranian figures use Twitter for official communications, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 15 people were burnt alive or shot dead in a horrific attack in central Burundi after armed men blocked off a road and started killing travelers, security sources said Sunday. The ambush on Saturday night mirrors similar attacks staged in the East African country last year. Armed men barricaded a road with boulders and sprayed bullets into vehicles. They also poured petrol and set two buses on fire, burning the passengers alive in what one witness says were, quote, scenes of horror. At least 13 people were torched alive and at least two shot dead, according to witnesses and a local official. Al-Shabaab jihadists killed at least 12 people Sunday in a raid on a town and military base in central Somalia, according to the army and local officials. One source tells AFP the attackers were pushed back and many of them had been killed without saying how many. He says the attack started with the detonation of a vehicle loaded with explosives. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab confirmed the attack and claimed 34 soldiers at the military base had been killed. Authorities also announced Sunday they had executed 21 Al-Shabaab members, the largest ever execution carried out in Somalia. North Korean state media showed video of an unidentified Pyongyang resident saying everyone in the country is heartbroken over leader Kim Jong-un's apparent weight loss. The rare public comment on Kim's health on tightly controlled state media comes after foreign analysts noted in early June the autocratic leader, who is believed to be 37, appeared to have lost a noticeable amount of weight. The broadcast did not provide any details on what had led to the weight loss. Given Kim's tight grip on power in North Korea and the uncertainty over any plans for a successor, international media, spy agencies, and specialists closely watch his health. Early last year, speculation about Kim's health exploded after he missed the birth anniversary celebrations of state founder Kim Il-sung on April 15th, only to reappear in public in early May. And voters turning up at polling stations in France's second round of regional elections on Sunday expressed their dismay at the low turnout in the first round of voting. The record low turnout of 33% in the first round last Sunday proved particularly damaging for Marine Le Pen's hopes of securing a regional breakthrough to bolster her 2020 presidential campaign against incumbent Emmanuel Macron. The decisive second round of voting in regional elections is being scrutinized as a test of whether the anti-immigration far right is gaining in acceptability and electability ahead of the French presidential election next year. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.